Here with the business news now is Petula.
Thanks, Audrey. Shares were mixed this morning following the postponement of 50% duties on European Union shipments to the US. The threat of tariffs has reinforced the unpredictability of US President Donald Trump's trade policies and kept investor sentiment fragile. But are investors beginning to take tariff-related announcements with a pinch of salt now? Let's ask Paul Somerville of Somerville Advisory Markets. An announcement of a 50% tariff on goods coming to the US from the European Union should have caused shockwaves, but it didn't. Why not?
Yeah, well, over the last couple of months, US assets have been under tremendous pressure, the bonds, the dollar and stock markets. But what we've seen actually recently is a huge inflow into the stock markets over the last 4 to 5 weeks, especially from retail investors. In April alone, over $40 billion net was put into the stock market by retail investors in the USA. So what they're saying is, well, there's this new concept called taco trading, which is Trump always chickens out trading, which is basically people trying to jump in and say, look, this guy's going to change his mind. But also there's other aspects to it which are not tariff related. So if we talk about the bond markets for a second, the bond markets are very worried about the spending that's currently going on in the USA. We know Moody's downgraded the USA last week. So the bond market is saying we need to push up interest rates. The spending is out of whack. The deficits at the moment are around 7% of GDP, which is sort of recessionary type deficit spending. For an example, defence spending, the interest that the US government is currently paying is higher than the defence spending budget for 2025. So stock markets are saying, well, actually, we're not too worried about that because higher spending is going to lead to higher growth. But the bond market is extremely worried about that. And that's why they're pushing up interest rates. So we've seen an outflow of US assets in the bond market, for an example, the Chinese selling bonds, the Japanese selling bonds. But in the stock market, it's more nuanced. And some people are jumping into the market believing that the second half of the year will be much more positive. I have to caveat that professional investors are much more cautious. They've been selling out of US assets, selling out of US stocks. But it's the retail investor and this euphoria that are piling in.
Apart from the US, are there potential issues elsewhere? You mentioned Japan there.
Yeah, the bond markets in Japan, are probably the most important thing that is going on in the markets at the moment. They're having a similar problem, which is yields on the bonds are moving higher. And that's because inflation is picking up. Rice prices, for an example, are going through the roof in Japan. But of course, a lot of their insurance companies, their banks are holding a lot of debt. And when those bond yields go up, that debt, if it is marked to market, there's huge losses there. So the Japanese government is extremely worried at the moment about what is going on in their bond market. And you can see that from comments this morning. So I would just caution to investors, not all assets around the world are moving because of tariff news. There's lots of other things going on, and the bond markets in Japan is one of them.
ECB President Christine Lagarde said yesterday that the euro could become a viable alternative to the dollar. Could it?
Well, yeah, she probably said the quiet part out loud there. It's not so much a euro story, it's a dollar story. The dollar is down around 10% against the euro since the start of 2025. Now, that's a little bit of worry for us in Ireland because obviously our exports are 10% more expensive, and obviously tourists coming into Ireland, the cost going up. But it's a dollar story because the dollar is weakening because people are trying to move away from US assets and they're going into things like gold. And that's why the price of gold has gone so much. So I wouldn't say it's anything to do with the euro, but it's really about selling US assets because the spending is absolutely out of control in the USA. As I say, $36 trillion of debt at the moment, and it's going up $1 trillion every 100 days.
Paul Somerville of Somerville Advisory Markets, thank you for coming on the programme. More business news in the next hour.